USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than three dozen kids are among the civilians who have died so far in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. The UN releasing those numbers while saying the total number of civilian deaths is around 550. Around 960 more have been injured. This as the United States is remaining committed to supporting Ukrainians in their fight against Russia's invasion of their country. But Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz is calling on the Biden administration to do more to deter further Russian aggression.
We have some troops in Germany. Why don't we move them forward to show that we are ready if any aggression happens and send a clear message that we are not going to be just playing this politics. And, you know, standing there and just doing the statements mean nothing. Russians are not that dumb.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The IRS is hiring 10,000 new employees in an attempt to handle a backlog of tax returns. They will add 5,000 in the next couple of months, with another 5,000 by the end of the year. The agency has over 23 million unprocessed forms and requests that need to be attended to, with the goal to get that number down to 1 million by the end of the year. The IRS has already begun paying mandatory overtime to over 6,000 employees, as well as hiring contractors. Baseball is back. Tyrone Robinson, who owns Dugout Sports Bar across from Yankee Stadium, is ecstatic that Major League Baseball and its Players Association reached a deal to play ball.
This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Right now I have phone calls to make. How you saying, people to see?
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Major League Baseball saying they will get in all 162 games. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A tentative agreement is reached after a condominium collapse in South Florida last year.
A tentative $83 million settlement has been reached in a class action lawsuit brought by the victims affected by the Surfside building that partially collapsed in South Florida last June. The lawsuit was filed against several groups and individuals, including companies that developed and maintained the property, the company responsible for constructing the building, and the engineers and inspectors of the building. 98 people were killed in the collapse.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping are forming an economic partnership with each other. But Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt predicts that alliance won't end well for Russia.
The Russians may have some regret. The last time the Russians were counting on the Chinese drove an incredibly hard bargain. And I think we should anticipate that's likely to happen again.
There are concerns that Russia and China's partnership will pose a major threat to the United States and its allies. Tickets are now on sale for Elvis Week, as Graceland continues to mark the 45th anniversary of Elvis Presley's death. Organizers are planning several events from August 9th to the 17th. It will include a candlelight vigil and live music, just to name a few of the activities. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.